Joined now by John Kissinger. He is a downtown and Milwaukee champion in so many ways, president and CEO of Grafe. Grafe is located in the Avenue, right where we are at Good Karma Brands. Grafe's a full-service engineering, planning, and design firm. Worked on a ton of marquee projects throughout the area. The Harley-Davidson Museum, the Milwaukee Riverwalk, the Modern, the Couture, Milwaukee Art Museum, and a whole lot more. John, I've always appreciated you're a doer. And I appreciate your spirit and civic pride, including your big support of the Westtown Association and the Milwaukee Night Market. You've been a champion there for sure.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's good to be here.
Sure. I thank you for taking time out today to give us your reactions of the RNC. I know I saw a tweet on X yesterday that, you know, maybe raised a couple eyebrows, but kind of showed what I think is really good political and civic discourse and what leadership is all about. I mean, you said you hate to disagree with so many of your friends, but you don't see how turning our downtown into a walled-off police state is a good idea, no matter who's visiting or how much money they want to spend. So what's your assessment of the conference and the impact so far?
Well, I think the tweet kind of speaks for itself, but I know a lot of people that I admire, Peggy Williams Smith and Omar Sheikh, the mayor and many others who I really admire worked hard to get this convention here. And I think in a lot of ways it's been a success, but really I don't think it's worth it on balance when you see, what needs to be done, the extreme level of security and the amount of downtown that's literally, almost literally been turned into a military base with, Jersey barriers completely around it and hundreds if not thousands of police and Secret Service agent helicopters flying overhead. It's just not what, I think we want really here. The price, I think, was a little higher than I expected.
Yeah, yeah. So how is your employees and team at Grafe kind of handled the week in terms of logistics of in and out?
It's been an inconvenience for us, those of us who are in the soft zone, but it's not horrible. We told our employees to work at home if they could. I would rather that they were in the office, but for a week, I think we can handle that. We do have employees that have to be in the office, and that's been an inconvenience for them going through the checkpoints and so on, but it's just a minor inconvenience. To help the city, I don't think that that's really a horrible thing.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, it kind of opened the segment. I think in a divided world, we have a lot of wonderful civic champions, and you're definitely one of them. How can we continue to grow our city and specifically the economy around Greater Milwaukee? There's divided opinions on both sides, right? But how do we get to that point?
Well, I think we can all get behind growth regardless of, ideology. I think we have to embrace immigration. I think America was built on immigrants. I think if we want to grow the city, the mayor's talked about 1 million people. I think we're going to have to really embrace immigration. And there'll be challenges with that. But I think that's probably something that I would try to do if I was asked to make it happen.
All right, very good. Some of the bigger projects that Grafe's working on for the rest of the summer here?
Oh man, you put me on the spot. Well, it's not a huge project, but we just got a project at Northridge to do the planning.
Okay.
For that site, that's going to be real important to the city and particularly the people on the northwest side. So we're very proud to have the opportunity to plan the future of that huge site on the northwest side.
Let me ask you, what do you think are the best uses to kind of reformat the Northridge site?
Jeff, I don't have any thoughts on that right now.
Okay.
I haven't really been involved.
Okay, all right, but from an engineering construction planning standpoint, you're involved in that project.
Yes, yes. We're just in the early stages of that project, and it's going to take a while and a lot of community involvement and a lot of our people looking at best practices around the country to see what would be the best way to redevelop that area. You know, it's an important thing for the city, how that area is redeveloped. So it's going to take a little thought. It's going to take a lot of input from the citizens, and it's going to take some time.
Very good. All right. Appreciate you taking time to spend with us this morning, John, and best of luck to you and your team the rest of the summer, and I'm sure we'll see you around the avenue.
All right, Jeff. Thanks. Yeah, have a great day.
Hey, thank you.